She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, I don't think anybody who is articulate would say yeasty beasties, but I just did, because that's what we're going to talk about. I got the lovely Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum here to talk about candida, what it is, what are the symptoms, the causes, and the best part, ladies and gentlemen, what the heck we can do about it. Jacob, welcome.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Holly. So today we got a topic that's a biggie.
Yeah, it is a biggie. And it's interesting to me always, because now I know, because it, and correct me, because I know I always get this wrong. It's kingdom, phylum, family, genus, species, something like that, right? We've got all sorts of different, like candida is a fungus, all right? It's a mycology, it's a fungus. But there's other strains of fungus that we come in contact with and that actually can invade us. But I have to say that candida actually is the one that's very, very commercialized and that people sort of resonate to. So we're going to talk all about it today.
Absolutely. And when I talk about candida, I'm using that almost as a general term for fungal overgrowth in general.
Right.
So it's not only candida, but candida is a big
one. Yeah. Yeah. Because, it's interesting because people, for me, it's like consumers of health will be on the internet and they're like, they'll go, okay, they go through a symptom checklist perhaps and like, oh, I have candida. And quite honestly, because we're going to get to treatments as well, sometimes there are certain treatments that are sensitive to candida. And if you've got something else growing, another strain of a fungus, we might want to vary that. And so I think it's an important point to make, but you're right. We're talking about fungal overgrowth. We're talking about candida in general. And so take it away.
Well, indeed. So one of the points you made, because the symptoms of candida, I can give, tired, achy, brain fog, can't sleep, nervousness, paresthesia, blah, blah, blah. There's a list of symptoms right. that are common from 100 different things that cause them. And people don't right. know what it is. Doctors don't know what it is. So whether they look at them, they say, oh, candida accounts for this, Lyme accounts for this, space alien zapping my brain. I mean, whatever it is. So right. you want to be careful that not everything that can be caused by candida is. But there are a couple things that are pretty specific. So if you have chronic sinusitis, post-nasal drip, those kind of things, and it's not from allergies, most often that's going to be fungal overgrowth. And it was interesting. There was a Mayo Clinic study, two of them actually, that looked at that and found that over 90% of people with chronic sinusitis were having immune reactions to the fungal overgrowth in their sinuses and their nose. The other one is spastic colon or irritable bowel syndrome. Over half of people, probably closer to 70%, have candida as a major player causing their irritable bowel, this gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, and the doctor has no clue what it is, so they call it irritable bowel syndrome. So if you have those two, then a lot of the other symptoms, you'll see fatigue, very common, fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. I treat people from all over the world by phone consultation largely. Almost everybody who has fibromyalgia will have candida as one piece of the puzzle that needs to be treated. You'll find a lot of the autoimmune disease. One of the reasons why we're seeing autoimmune disease as being the major epidemic of this century, last century it was heart disease, this century it's going to be autoimmune, is because the candida growing in the gut breaks down the barrier between the outside and the inside and lets in stuff, especially foods and other things that are incompletely digested, triggering our immune systems to go nuts. So to use a medical term there. So it can be a cause of a lot of different things that are going on.
Got it. Yes, of course. I think that's so, because, I always say, Jacob, it's a turf war. It's a turf war down there. If we have our good bacteria, so our probiotics, and if you think of the Greek word, and I always say this, the probiotica, so for life, guys, call them guys for right now, all shored up, protecting the turf. These opportunistic infections can't get in, take seed, grow, proliferate, and make these infections. But also, not only are they infected, they're, as you said, they are disrupting our normal immune response and also causing advanced immune responses because our good bacteria are responsible for not only our digestion, detoxification of procarcinogens, synthesis of B vitamins, etc., but certainly our natural antibiotic production and our immune response.
Absolutely. And, you know, people ask, well, you know, why didn't they have this problem 500 years ago? It's the old medical thing, ignoring all the changes. But the main causes that we're seeing for this overgrowth of fungal infections in general, one, the average American gets 150 pounds of sugar dumped into their diet each year in food processing. That's 18% of our calories. Used to be you wanted sugar, you had to be the king of England or maybe sail across to the Indies to get some sugar to put a teaspoon or something. And yeast grow by fermenting sugar. So if you're wondering why your gut is sounding like a fermentation tank, you know, gas rumbling, bloating, all of that kind of stuff, think about it. You know, each time, if you take one of those 48-ounce Big Burp sodas from the Quickie Mart, that's 36 right. spoons of sugar you're throwing into what is a wonderful fermentation tank at 98 degrees, dark, great place to grow yeast. And then you throw in antibiotics right. every so often to kill off the healthy bacteria and maybe some high-dose steroids to suppress your immune system. What I tell you, by the time, if you're taking one of those sodas, always take some hops with it. At least brew your own beer inside your gut. Have fun with it.
Right. But no, it's a great point, and it's very, 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 very true. Now, okay, so we've got the symptoms because of their vast, and unfortunately, they also overlap with other conditions like anemia or hormonal imbalances, and they're all connected. They cause, I mean, you know, you're going to get to the bottom of some hormone imbalances by getting to the bottom of what we call gut dysbiosis. That means just an overgrowth of stuff that, hey, shouldn't be there in the amounts that they are, and an undergrowth of stuff that, hey, should be there in the amounts that they should be. So, causes, for the most part, use sugar, and I also think the overuse of antibiotics, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, because remember, if we go back through most of human history, we would be breastfed, that would create the milk bacteria in our colon and the rest, and that was the kind of the mix that stayed there the rest of our life. Or when you got weaned, we made stomach acid, and that acid bath killed everything that then went through, and literally, what we made breastfeeding, that was our bacteria mix for the rest of our lifetimes. You know, fast forward to antibiotics, and now we're just randomly killing them all off. And then we get indigestion problems. So what do? We give acid blockers. We've basically eliminated anything that protects the gut from anything random coming in from the outside. There's no acid bath when you're taking the acid blockers. Whatever you put in your mouth, it's going to be what's repopulating. It's like a total crapshoot. It's the luck of the draw. It's insane. And we wonder why gut problems are so big and candida is overgrowing. It's not a, it's not rocket science.
No. And so, no, it's not. And but it's interesting because this is the paradigm that we're in. Antibiotics, acid blockers. I mean, you say it, and I felt like this, and I'll have to say it's a guttural reaction of, like, I mean, it just is because I just know it's so counterintuitively wrong, and it's causing so many other issues. I mean, shoot, acid blockers. My mom's been on Prevacid forever. You go down the list, and she's got them all. Severe osteopenia, osteoporosis. She's got gallbladder disease and had that taken out. I mean, forget about it. And so I just know.
I think half the medicines we give are to treat the side effects of the other medicines that we're inappropriately giving. It's insane.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, I know. So, okay. So what do we do when somebody feels that they have candida or fungal overgrowth? We have 60 seconds. So some of the things that I do, oregano oil. Okay. Yeah. Stop feeding them. Right. So stop feeding them. You're right. That's the thing. That's a two-prong approach for sure. Stop feeding them. So get yourself off sugar, alcohol, fermented foods. The biggest thing, too, is let's go ahead and kill them off. So oregano oil, in my mind, it's kind of biocidal, kind of like a natural antibiotic. Undecylinic acid is another one that's pretty specific for some fungal strains. And then also plant tannins. There's a product called Tannelbit that I use. There's 30 seconds. The other thing, too, what you want to do after you do this, Jacob, is you got to re-inoculate with good bacteria so that turf war can be won forever and ever and ever. Amen. And thank you so much always for being here, for bringing the hot topics to us. And I can't wait to have you back. All right, Dr. Holly Lucille, this is Mindful Medicine. Thanks for joining us.